The toy bar is open. Come wander on in, grab a stool, and hang out with a drink while your hosts and Toy Bar Flies Jason Duvall and Dave Draper discuss, argue, and celebrate their love of toys, games, and all things collectible. Brought to you by the Crazy Kings of Toys! This is Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles.
Gentlemen, welcome to an all-new episode of David Duvall's Toys and Collectibles right here on ToyWorldOrder.com, brought to you by the Crazy Kings of Toys, www.crazykingsoftoys.com. Welcome, my co-host, Dave Draper.
Hey, welcome,
Dave. There's Dave. Hey. All right. After we surgically repaired Dave's PS3.
You are a golden god, sir.
I try.
You are a great man.
I do well. It's what I do.
Dude, man, I have no idea because nothing was working. You just push one freaking button and all of a sudden it's dancing for you. You are the technology whisperer.
I know what I'm doing, man.
Apparently.
Damn it.
I should have called you to begin with.
I learned from the best.
I'm glad at least I said something before I bought another one.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, anytime something like that fails, probably want to call me first.
Well, that's going to happen now.
Yeah. Call me and go,
A machine no go. Apply fire? No, okay, not fire. Smash with rock? Oh, I'm out of ideas.
I'll come fix it. I can fix it. Which comes out on Blu-ray.
I'm a racket.
Which comes out on Blu-ray and DVD next week. God,
now
my
now
God.
I'm imagining like me as Wreck-It Ralph and you as Fix-It Felix. Like, I'm a racket.
I can fix it. We don't have nearly as cool adventures as they do, though.
I have my moments.
Yeah, fair enough. How was your week, David?
It was okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Toy hunting well for you?
I really haven't toy hunted much. I think the last time we recorded, I had gotten Joseph Colton. And
That's right.
I've kind of mostly been out of the toy hunting game. I've been sort of hunkering down. Today I had sort of a orgy of eBay-related madness. Oh no.
What?
Oh no. It's
what what
next week and a half should be sweet.
What pray tell might
oh,
you
God,
have found?
What didn't I bought all the toys.
Oh good. Good.
No, there's some things like there's definitely, you know, we always talk about bringing back Disorder.
Right.
There's a couple pieces. I will give you a hint. You know my Palatoy Death Star?
Yes.
They did a G.I. Joe one.
I know they did. Oh, Missile Command.
Yeah, well, No, not Missile Command. It's a Palatoy G.I. Joe.
Oh, it's a Palatoy G.I. Joe base.
It's a Palatoy G.I. Joe base that's like the Death Star.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
No, I don't have the Missile Command. I didn't actually buy the Missile Command. But, yeah, so that's inbound.
Oh. It's pretty much the same, like, gun and everything on top? And
no, it's different on top. It's got, like, a little platform to, like, park vehicles. That would have been cool if it had the same gun on top, but no. It's different, and then I mean, it's like the same kind of construction, but I think the actual interior is different. I'm pretty sure they don't have a garbage compactor. It's
I gotcha.
Like a G.I. Joe base.
I gotcha.
But, I mean, I like the Palatoy Death Star. I think it's a neat playset.
Yeah, it is a neat playset.
So, it'll be neat to have a G.I. Joe version.
Yeah, all that cardboard, paperboard.
Yeah, but it's really thick paperboard.
Right.
You know, it's not like the later Hasbro, pop-up playsets that
yeah.
are like, wafer thin.
Wafer thin. I've been looking a lot at the Transformers one that they did. Not Palatoy, but Hasbro did it. Like, I don't even know if it was Hasbro. It was some, maybe
Wasn't
it was some third party.
Party
yeah, it was
like
a third party.
The arc, the big arc thing?
Yeah.
I think our friend Superman Ben has that.
Yeah, I had one of those when I was a kid, and I've
really?
Been looking at them. I really would like to have another one of those. And just one of those things that I've never, like, bit the bullet on, hoping that, well, maybe eventually I'll come across it for way cheaper than they want for this. That's my dream. That's my goal.
Yeah.
That's what I'm shooting for.
You keep aiming for those
low-hanging stars. Hey, I've been...
I know. That was pretty slick. Well, the audience doesn't know what we're talking about. Perhaps you could inform them.
I have been looking for the rest of the parts to Astariar's base, the Cobra-style base. If you look up Astariar's and you look up their base, it's this very cool, almost Egyptian motif-looking...
Very neat-looking.
Yeah, it's a cool little... play set, but I got it at Toy Man Last year, around this time.
Yeah, you got it the spring one.
I got it the spring one, and I've been kind of looking for parts, and I've got a few parts for it since then, but I'm still missing a couple of major pieces, and an auction came up that had those pieces, but it was another base, and the base is in much finer condition than the one I have, and I think when it's all said and done, I'll have actually paid less for this one than I had for the one that I originally bought.
Sweet.
So I was like, well... Hell yeah. I'm not going to pass that up. And it was free shipping, so.
Yeah. Wow. So it was like $30 free shipping?
Yeah. What are you going to do? It was something that I looked at and was like, I need those parts. I want to complete that play set. You know, I've kind of gone away from buying, you know, toy after toy after toy and trying to complete play sets that I already have. Like, trying to complete pieces of stuff that I already have.
I'm to the point. I've got an amusing little eBay story.
Shoot.
Like, I finally decided, okay, you know what? The hell with it. I'm tired of this nonsense. Like, I thought if I can find a Defiant that's complete,
right,
I'll just go ahead and buy that.
Jesus Christ.
And sell the one. So I found one. It was in the box for $400.
Well, that's not bad.
And shipping was $200.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, I can see that.
So I'm sitting there going, ooh, and I'm doing the thing, and I didn't quite have the money yet. Like, now I have the money, but I didn't have the money at the time, and it was, like, going to end before I got the money.
Right.
So I signed up for the pay it later.
The bill me later.
Bill me later. And I'm, like, and I'm double-checking the price, and, like, the cursor is on Buy It Now. My finger's hovering over the button.
Right.
And I'm looking at it, and it's like, okay, well, it's not really $400. It's $500 because it's really, you know, $4.999.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like a scene from the 2009 Star Trek where someone's running through the corridors going, don't hit the button, don't hit the button, don't hit the button. And I'm like trying to figure out like, and it's like they finally get the bridge, like, it's $4,000.
Yeah.
$999. And I'm like, no, actually it's like $5,000. Or it's like, it's $4,000. I'm like, no, it's actually like $5,000. Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's like somewhere like right literally like, a split second before I hit the button, I'm like, that's not $400. That's $4,000.
Oh, Dave.
Ooh, remove from the watch list.
Yeah, wow.
So close.
I could imagine your fury had you actually paid for that.
I would have been an unhappy camper.
Well, but you would have had a complete Defiant in the box.
I would have had a complete Defiant in the box. That would have been pretty freaking sweet.
But not $5,000 sweet.
But yeah, so now I'm like, if I can find a complete, like I'm to the point, if I can find the booster complete, I'll just buy that. But nobody even has that. It's always like it's always completely
destroyed.
Out,
yeah,
and destroyed. Mm. I got some.
I keep telling you, call Kokomo Toys.
Keep putting it on the list, but they have an eBay website.
Yeah, but a lot of their stuff they don't sell. A lot of the stuff that's in the store they don't sell on eBay.
Mm.
Like their G.I. Joe parts and stuff. I think you have to call them. I know they have parts.
Well, that's a very passive aggressive.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, I know they've got
I mean, there's that famous picture of them having like a dozen flags out front of the store.
Well, and they tweeted something recently. I don't remember if they were going to take it to CoilCon or whatever this year, but they were trying to put together all these Defiants for one of their conventions, and I was like, ooh, that's a lot of Defiants. That's why I told you, you might want to call them.
All right, well.
Call them and go, hey, these are the parts I need. Do you have them? I'm willing to pay for them. So there you go.
Gonna have to talk to a human.
That's right. You'll have to talk to a human more than one day a week when you talk to me.
I know. And I love you, man. But it's
and
still,
your cleaning lady.
I try not to talk to her.
Oh, that's not nice.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, Mr. Draper, I clean now. I clean.
No,
Mr. Draper.
Yeah, actually, that was fun because I had to, like, go out there in, like, my sweatpants, which I used for my pajamas, and, like, scrape off the driveway because she couldn't get, you know.
Yeah.
We had a second snowstorm pass through here.
Yes, we did.
And it wasn't really bad, but, like, it was just real slushy, and, like, my driveway was real slick. And
it
stuck. I live on a hill, so she couldn't get up.
Yeah.
So I, like, had to go out there and scrape off the driveway at, like, you know, 7 a.m.
Yep. We had to go out, and I had to, when we got home finally, I looked at the fencing out back, the little cat fencing that keeps the cats in, and it was all it has clips on the end of the nets that if it takes snow, the clips are supposed to pop off, and that way the nets just hang freely. None of the clips popped off, and it's all droopy, and I was like, oh, shit, I got to go fix that.
Yeah.
So I went out back and started pulling clips, and as I was pulling them, snow was going everywhere, and I was like, oh, God, it's in my eye. It's in my eye. Oh, it burned so bad.
Wow, it's water.
It was acid snow.
Acid snow?
It hurt.
Apparently.
You know, we got some toy news actually coming out of Toy Fair, and unfortunately, it's all
this is another thing I thought was funny.
Sorry.
Is after last week's show, TMC 1984 posted on our forums on the thread for that show.
Right.
And he was, you know, talking about what we were discussing about people, you know, kind of trashing toy lines, blah, blah,
right,
blah. And his final conclusion was, you know, it's okay if you don't like a toy line, but if you really don't like it, you just, you know, don't talk about it.
Yeah, good call.
And I'm like, yeah, that'd be nice. And then I look at like our I look at our notes for this week.
Well,
and it's like, Masters, Masters, Masters. I feel like Jan Brady.
Sorry.
Masters, Masters, Masters.
It's all like
a football at Adam and break his nose before a big date with Fisto. I mean, Tila.
Hey. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things
that didn't
sound
rehearsed at all.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Mattel sent out a little email, basically kind of talking to people who have subscribed in the past. Hey, you know, or in their newsletters. Hey, you know, if you haven't yet, you have an opportunity to subscribe to the Club Filmation, which is six figures.
Now, there's not going to be any day of sale figures for that.
No,
right?
Not at all. You can only get those figures if you subscribe. You won't be able to get them any other way.
Yeah. Because, I mean, people, I thought it was, we didn't talk about it last week, but, I mean, it was like typical, I mean, one of the reasons that I troll Masters fans, one of the reasons I get annoying is it's always the same story.
Right.
Which is that Masters says, or that Mattel says something and Masters fans get angry.
Right, right, right.
And often ignore what Mattel says in the first place. And they said this year, day of sale figures would be less.
Yes, much
right?
less. Right? Yes.
Much less. And they made it very clear.
Yes.
Look, if you want these figures, you've got to
months
get a subscription.
Months ago.
Very, very crystal clear. So Ram Man comes up.
Right.
And the toy that everybody wanted.
Right.
And there's day of sale numbers were very, very low. And guess what? Masters fans are pissed off because they didn't get it.
Well.
It's like, hello. And, you know, I can see where the argument would be, well, they should have known that was more popular. Yeah, but they told you there weren't going to be none.
But they told you as far back as San Diego Comic-Con that, one, day of sales were going to go bye-bye, and two, pretty much the only way you were going to get guaranteed to continue to collect the entire line was to subscribe, unless special occasions occurred, like, you know, convention specials and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or, like with this, with Club Filmation, if you don't subscribe to Club Filmation, you're not going to get those six characters.
Yeah.
Some people could care less. They could be like, eh, I don't care. But other people are like, well, I want those figures. I don't subscribe to the regular line, but I want those Filmation figures.
Oh, that'd be weird, but okay.
Well, I mean, it happens.
Maybe at this point, because, I mean, they did have a hell of a time getting the
yes.
13 subscriptions.
Yeah.
So maybe there's people that dropped out but want these figures.
So,
but it's just like,
yeah,
dude, man, if you want these things, subscribe. You got to put up with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't bitch to me if you...
Mattel sent out a little teaser image for one of the upcoming characters they have not shown yet. And it is it's a sword.
Like a pirate sword.
It is.
A cutlass.
They announced, actually, I know who it's, I mean, I can't,
Yeah, I mean, people figured out what it was pretty quick, because I guess there's, like, one pirate guy.
Yeah, and I can't remember his name off the top of my head.
Pirate Ore.
No, it's not Pirate Ore.
Plank Ore.
Oh, shoot.
Bluebeard Ore.
No.
Peg Leg Ore.
Seahawk
sure
is
him.
His name. I knew I was going to find it there eventually. Seahawk is his name, and he, you know, he has this. He had a laser sword, and they had this regular like cutlass, and that's kind of what they've shown was his cutlass. So they've kind of confirmed that Seahawk's going to be the fourth figure in this six figure wave. Again, it's one of those things where I'm not subscribing. I'm not buying Masters figures anymore, but it's just an interesting bit of, you know, for them to try to get more subscribers to come through. They're starting to show off more and more stuff and say, hey, look. You only have till, you know, such and such date to subscribe to this. You know, you might want to do it now.
If you really like Seahawk.
Yes.
I guess.
Well, yeah. So, also in the news from Mattel was Scott Neitlich put up a video. And why Mattel could not buy him a camera worth a damn?
Oh, no, that's not what I was going to talk about. Like, I this was, like, such obvious propaganda, it was sad.
I haven't watched it yet, so tell
me. Oh, my God.
Because I saw it at work and haven't had a chance to watch it at
all yet. Here's, because, you know, there's a big controversy. Grayskull's too small. It doesn't look right.
Right.
So he does the video, and it's like he's got the new Grayskull, vintage, and 2000X sitting
there. Right.
And, of course, there's also, like, a classics figure sitting there, which gets the fuck out of the shot as fast as humanly possible.
Really?
It's like, get out of here. Go away. No, don't stand next to, you know, don't knock over the castle. And he proceeds to measure the new castle.
Right.
Right? And he takes several measurements. I mean, he does the width, and I don't think anybody's bitching that it's not wide enough.
Right.
And he measures at certain points. you know, he measures like the right tower, the left tower,
right.
I think the top of the crown, and then the roof of the mouth, and then because Grayskull's on like a little bit of a base,
right.
2000X,
right.
He measures from the base to the roof of the mouth, the passage.
Right, right.
And I thought, well, that's interesting, but then he didn't measure any of the others. He just had those on the table for like, look, it's bigger than the others.
Right.
Well, now I'm not a big math guy.
Okay.
But there's this little word called percentages. And I was sort of curious. And as it happened, I had ordered, I have a 2000X Grayskull, and it was missing some parts, and the parts came in that day.
Right.
So I was taking everything down from that display anyway, so I had my vintage Grayskull down.
Right.
And I own a tape measure.
Right.
So I thought, okay. So I took a He-Man, a vintage He-Man, and measured him. And I
right.
took I took a vintage He-Man, and I took a Classics Atom, I hope.
They're pretty much the same, yeah.
All right. So the height difference between a vintage and Classics is 21.7%.
Okay.
There's a 21.7% height increase.
Right, right, right.
From the new figure. So for the... All right, let me get my for the left tower, which is the tall tower.
Right.
From vintage to classics, the new one is a 22% height increase. So it actually scales up.
You right.
Go, okay. Well, wait a minute. That's pretty good. But from the mouth, from the entrance to Grayskull, it's only a 14% increase
from the vintage line.
From the vintage line. And in fact, a classics figure is 7 inches tall.
Right.
The height from the 1 inch little gap to the top of the thing is 7 inches.
Hmm.
So literally you're scraping your head on Grayskull's teeth when you walk through the archway.
Right.
Like I said, it's only a 14% increase, and then the right tower is only a 17% increase of height. So it's like, you know, he made this big deal. Look, here's the inches. But percentage wise, it's not actually scaled up
right
to the classic line. And I also noticed that he didn't go inside the thing and measure like from like the floor
the
to the ceiling,
yeah,
which was the other big thing. It's
yeah.
like the characters were like hidden underneath the. I mean, it was very sort of look. It's standing next to the other two. It's bigger. See, it's bigger.
Yeah.
And then I just thought it was hilarious. There's a figure. It's like whap. It's like whap. Knock that the hell out of the way. Get out of the shot.
I guess. I don't know. I guess.
You know, and again, I want to stress by itself. It looks beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
If you set it up with vintage figures, it's going to look fucking awesome. In fact, I bet if you set it up with 2000X figures,
it'll look cool.
It would look amazingly cool.
But with Classics figures?
With Classics figures, it's going to look a little, and not even terrible, but just a little off.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like they just go, okay, it's not quite as big as it should be, but.
I guess part of the problem is they put that base on the bottom of it, and why they put that base on the bottom of it, I'll never know. Which detracts from the overall opening of it. Had that base not been there, the figures would be more than, you know, there would be plenty of room for the figures to stand inside the mouth of Castle Grayskull, but with them putting that base on the bottom of it, it just kind of takes away from all of that.
Well, the 2000X one had a base, too.
Exactly.
And I honestly don't think that made that much of a difference.
No. Yeah, it's pretty... I mean, I'm still going to buy mine, but it's kind of sad that they've, you know, I won't say screwed the pooch, but they're and I won't even say that they're not delivering. They're delivering a Castle Grayskull. But the fact that they're just kind of, you know,
it's just not quite right. I mean, that's the problem. It's so close, but it's like, you know, and even then, you know, you could just, if you just fudged the proportions on one or two things, you probably could have gotten away with it, you know?
Right.
Because it is, you know, I mean, and I don't remember what the width, I mean, the width is impressive, but, you know, again, nobody's bitching about how wide it is.
Right.
You know, what they're bitching about is you've got a 7-inch doorway and 7-inch figures.
And the figures are just barely fitting in there
to
begin with.
Yeah, I mean, they're just scraping their heads on the thing. And it's like, it just looks a little wonky. It looks just bad enough. Like, you know, I mean, like the Helicarrier for Hasbro's Avengers line looks terrible.
Oh, yeah, no, it's awful.
I mean, they just completely fucked that up. It's not that bad. I mean, but it looks just wonky enough.
Yeah.
Like I said, if you want to set it up with some of the other figures, it'll look amazing. Because the actual toy looks amazing.
Right.
If you're just displaying the Grayskull, it looks amazing. And if you're just displaying it with the other Grayskulls, like they did in the video.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, look at me, I'm so big.
Yeah, exactly.
But the figures are big, too.
Yes.
That's what they missed. The figures got bigger, too. Maddie, can you never win?
No, they cannot. FantasticPlasticToys.com is released. Taking pre-orders for a new... they did 11-inch vinyl Invaders robot figures. They did a Batman.
Didn't they do the Super Trooper?
That was Super 7. Did a Shogun Warriors style.
Whatever.
I mean, these are like vinyl-looking robot figures, and they're doing a Skeletor
one. As opposed to Shogun Warriors.
Well, yeah. Well, but these are vinyl. Shogun Warriors are...
Shogun Warriors are vinyl.
I guess they are, aren't they?
Yeah.
Mm. They did a Batman one, which if you've gone into Barnes & Noble... Any local Barnes & Noble. Yep, it's in Barnes & Noble. They carry it.
Okay, I've seen that, yeah.
But they showed off the artwork Skeletor. For the Skeletor, which looks kind of fun.
Yeah. I mean, if you're into that kind of thing, it's neat.
Yeah. Speaking of Barnes & Noble, we get off course here. I was in there earlier this week, and, of course, they have a bunch of Doctor Who stuff. And one of the things they had was they had the 11 Doctor, the little Build-A-Figure set, like the little
Creo
type set.
Their little Creo
set.
They had the 11 figure set.
They had the 11 figure set. $34.99. I was like, oh.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I wanted to, but I was like, oh.
I've been tempted to do the, even though I don't collect the 5-inch figures, they have a 5-inch set like that.
Yes.
And I'm so, like, if they do that for the new 3¾-inch line, I'm down.
Yeah.
I'm money spent.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, just here, take my money.
Yeah, exactly.
Take all of my money.
I would buy it. That's neat, though. I didn't know that. I don't think they had that the last time I was in there.
Yeah, I just stumbled across them. I was like, ooh, I know what those are.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know what that box is. I will open it and look at it. Oh. Our good buddy David Vonner, who, of course, last time we heard from Vonner, he went to work for Jazzwares.
Yeah.
That turned out horribly.
Yeah, well, Jazzwares.
Yeah, it's Jazzwares. He started to tweet pictures of a new toy line that he's working on that apparently they'll reveal completely at Comic-Con this year. But to anyone who knows comics and figures, it looks pretty much like it's a series of Valiant Comics-inspired figures, because one of the characters I can see on his chest, I swear to God, it's the Shadow Man logo.
Okay. I'm not doubting you. I don't know Valiant.
I'm guessing it. A
is
lot
that the
of
one that Shooter went to or started?
Yes.
All right.
I'm hoping they're
kind of Sigma 6 looking little things, aren't they?
No, they're
kind of.
Yeah, I say somebody said those silhouettes are Shadow Man and Bloodshot from Valiant, which the one I knew was Shadow Man because he's got the damn logo on his chest and you can see it clear as day, even though they tried to hide it with that light. It's like,
are you sure they tried to hide it, or did they just let you get that much?
And then Bloodshot, it's obvious that character down there with swords, and it's like, oh, okay, well, that's it's probably going to be Bloodshot. So reading some of the comments on this, somebody said, don't care, not like he's a Four Horsemen or anything like that.
Ooh,
where do
harsh.
You people come up with the hype for this guy?
Because he's a cool guy and we hope he succeeds.
Yeah, if anyone had met him, people say this shit and then they don't realize that they don't do their history. They don't do their research on the person. Vonner is the reason we have Marvel Universe figures. Vonner's one of the main reasons why Marvel Legends came back so strong. You know, he was driving force in Marvel, even though he wasn't the brand manager. He was like the driving force to getting a lot of the characters made in Marvel Universe that no one thought would ever see a figure.
Yeah.
Like the Wrecking Crew and like all these characters, people are like, oh, I'd love to have those characters. And they happen and people are like, oh my God, that's awesome. Vonner is the reason why. And that's the reason why websites who know him give him all of that, all of the hype that they're giving him, because he's a good guy. He's been in the toy business forever. He's done a lot of great stuff. And it's like, why wouldn't we, people always got to tear somebody down just to,
I mean, I hope it succeeds. I really don't know Valiant Comics, and it's hard to get excited about a license I don't know,
Yeah.
And it sounds like just the name Bloodshot sounds very 90s.
Yeah, well.
Sounds very 90s in Liefeld, and it's like, I mean, I really do hope he succeeds. I hope they're good figures. And if they look, and my thing is, if it looks cool, man, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, exactly.
If it looks cool and it's compatible with something I already have, it'll get bought.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if it's Marvel Legends scale.
If Marvel Legends or Marvel Universe, I mean, if it's 3¾-inch scale, it might get bought anyway.
Yeah.
But if it's Marvel Legends scale and it looks good, you'll get bought.
I found found it interesting. One of the last news items that I ran across was JAX Pacific announced they had nabbed the Nintendo license, which I can't trying to think if it's Jazzwares that has them that Nintendo license now, or who it is. Well, it's kind of funny that now they have this they've been granted the rights in major toy categories, so they'll be doing. They'll be doing licensed, more Mario figures. Like, there's not already enough Mario figures, and the Toys R Us now down the collector's aisle. Like, the whole back of the aisle is nothing but Mario and Sonic stuff, and it's all awful.
Yeah. Well, it's Jazzwares.
I know. That whole last part of that section is all Jazzwares stuff, and it's just like, It's like, I don't want to, icky. Every time I look at it, I go,
Wow. Boo. Harshness.
That's what I feel like, man. Just something about all of Jazzwares crap. Like, it's crap.
It's not good.
No, none of quality. It's all rushed. It's all awful looking. Yeah. It's all bad.
Bitter about the Hanna-Barbera stuff.
Oh, God. I don't say it's so much bitter. It's one of those things you look at and just go, oh, my God, really?
Oh, I know. I really, because, you know, McFarlane did those kind of weird little statues on springs.
Right.
And that was always a letdown, because I, when I was a kid, I loved Hong Kong Fooey.
Yeah.
And if the Jazzwares Hong Kong Fooey figure hadn't sucked,
you would have bought it.
I'd have bought it. In fact, I came this close to buying it with total suckage.
Yeah, I have that Hong Kong Fooey figure, and he's a lot of fun.
I don't like statues.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. That's pretty much all they are statues.
Yeah, statues on springs.
Yeah. So
it breaks even easier than a usual statue. Yeah,
exactly. It's like,
it's like the worst of all possible worlds.
Oh.
Wow, we just rushed through all the news there.
We did. Well, there wasn't a whole lot. I mean, there was enough there to kind of poke around at and chat about.
Yeah.
So back to this Defiant thing.
Oh, okay. It didn't get bought.
Thank God.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot imagine what you would have done had I come over here and been like, so guess what I spent $5,200 on? What's that, Dave? I bought a Defiant. You're not happy about it? No, by mistake.
Well,
I thought it was $500.
I remember years ago when we were at the other place, there was a fucking AFA graded one for $6,000.
Yep, I remember that.
So I was like, wait, what?
Yep. And this one wasn't AFA graded.
It was just in the box. And like, my brain just did not register that a comma means thousand. I don't know. Until the very last second, it was like, oh, wait.
Yeah, you're like, oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
I'm watching an auction right now that's Princess of Power Crystal Castle in the box.
Uh-huh.
And it's got some damage to the back of it. Like, a lot of the graphic is gone. Looks like somebody had, like, a piece of tape on there and ripped it off.
Yeah.
The front of the box is nice. And it's still got 4 days, but it's up to $81 with $15 shipping. And I'm like,
uh-oh.
Well, that's interesting. I won't tell you where I found this lot, but there's another one I'm watching that hopefully no one realizes what's actually in this lot. And the reason I say that is because the Photon figures are in this lot.
Okay,
from the old laser game.
Yeah. Okay.
They made a two-pack
based on the show. They did.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the show, actually.
And I found those figures, not complete at all, I mean, at all, but still in this lot. I was like, oh, Jesus. I'm like, come on, baby. I'm like, that's spectacular. Makes me happy. There's a Chipmunks 8-inch Dave Seville sealed package. Yeah, I know. I'm like, well, I need one to replace my Dave Seville. So maybe if I'm lucky, I'll get Dave Seville.
And you still need Uncle Harry, too, don't you?
I do. I still need to wind up Uncle Harry, but I kind of stopped looking for the wind-ups because I still need Brittany, too.
Oh.
Or whichever one, the chip that's with the glasses. Not Eleanor. Brittany's the lead one. What is her name?
Jeanette?
Yes.
I think it was Jeanette.
That's Jeanette, yes.
Oh, my God. I have to go stab myself.
Because you knew that name.
Yeah, that makes me sad. What's worse is you didn't.
I did, and I couldn't get to it. I was like, I know it's there. Damn it, I know it's there.
Oh, God. You know what's bad is when you're looking through your, like, list, and it's like, oh, yeah, I bought that.
Mm, really?
It was a busy day.
Apparently.
It was a busy, busy day.
Apparently.
But one thing that we've been talking about for a while, and so I bid on, is I did get a full set of Love Boat action figures.
Yeah, you did.
On the card, baby.
Are you going to open them?
We'll film it.
Yeah.
We'll film it.
They've got to go on the gold.
Oh, that's what I bought them for. But yeah, they're on the card, so we'll film it being opened.
That's awesome.
So that's awesome. All six of them.
That makes me very happy.
Yeah, I was like, oh hell yeah.
That's awesome. I can't wait to see them on that Golden Girls ship. That's gonna be great.
You know, there's an actual set of, like, there's a captain and two other figures. It's like a box set
for the Golden Girls thing.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Glamour Gals.
Or Glamour Gals, not Golden Girls.
Yeah.
Golden Girls, completely different thing. I didn't know that.
Yeah, there is, like, there's only one on eBay, and it's like $100. And it's like,
Jesus.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Yeah, no. That's like you start to realize how rare some of the Glamour Girls stuff is, like the She-Ra knockoff that I can't think of what company did them. But there's a 3D Colorform set that's on eBay right now for Glamour Girls, and it's going there. The starting
Golden Girls, I think.
The starting bid of it was Golden Girls. Yeah, that's what I meant. Was the starting bid was $160 or something like that for a sealed 3D Colorforms playset. And I'm like, holy shit! I'm like, that's a lot of money for Colorforms.
That's a hell of a lot of money for Colorforms.
Yes, I have a complete Michael Jackson Colorform set if anyone is interested. You can email me at Duvall@toyworldorder.com. Because it's just sitting there collecting dust.
Aww.
Much like Michael Jackson.
Ooh.
Too soon.
Wow.
Too soon.
I thought you were going to go, he's dead now. They're not going to make any more. Bye now.
I don't know. I know.
It's like Dale Earnhardt shit and Blue Blazer shit.
Oh, the Blue Blazer phenomenon when Owen Hart passed away.
That was so tacky. Like that and Earnhardt, man, when they died, like, people literally hit the stores.
Yeah,
just
I know.
Swept them clean.
I know. That and when they started, like, Walmart started banning the Al Snow figure because it came with head.
Yeah.
And everybody went in and snooped those up because they're like, oh, my God, it's going to be worth so much money. No.
Nope.
No. Nobody cares now. Same with the Blue Blazer. Nobody cares.
Now,
People care about Owen Hart. Nobody cares about that toy. Yeah. Not at all. I did hear... I don't know if you watched the Oscars this past week.
I did not. I got home about, I was going to say halfway through, but it's the Oscars, so probably maybe like a quarter.
Yeah, like a quarter way through. There were a couple of funny jokes. He did a thing right out of Sound of Music.
What was the boop thing? Like, everyone talks about the boop thing.
Well, he did this whole opening. He got panned horribly. But then again, anyone who was a Seth MacFarlane.
Okay, like, there's a certain, they usually say the New York sensibility, because like Stewart and Letterman.
Right.
The New York sensibility does not go over big in the
Oscars.
The Oscar crowd.
I don't even think Seth MacFarlane's kind of a New York sensibility. It's just.
Well, but he's a New England guy, though.
Yeah, that's
maybe
true.
He's kind of an East Coast.
Yeah. But I mean, anyone who's a fan of Family Guy and knows MacFarlane shows or Ted knew that he was going to go into that show. And while he was going to have to be reined in a little bit, you knew there was going to be some crazy shit.
Well, yeah.
But
that's
yeah.
I got him. And just as a side note, apparently the ratings among the coveted
highest,
like 17 to 40-year-old was the highest it's ever been.
Yeah, well, highest the last 3 years it's been.
Yeah.
But he did this whole bit at the beginning where William Shatner as Captain Kirk came down on a screen, like the screen lowered, and it was Captain Kirk from the future coming back to tell Seth he was trying to stop Seth because Seth was the worst Oscars host ever. And he showed all these like headlines that he's like, well, what do I do? And he goes, well, you do this number. And he did, I saw your boobs. And he starts like naming off actresses, and it was a pre-tape thing. And he's just talking about how all of these actresses have showed their boobs in movies. I thought it was a funny bit. I'm like, that's spectacular. He did that, and then he did this thing from he actually like recreated a scene from The Sound of Music. He was like introducing the actor who played the lead Von Trapp, the father.
Plummer?
Yes, he was introducing Christopher Plummer, and he's like, and now the famous Von Trapp family, and the camera goes to this exit door, and a lone spotlight comes on it, and nothing happens. And he goes, and it comes back to Seth, and he looks around, and he goes, the Von Trapp family, and it goes back. All of a sudden, the door comes open, and a Nazi comes running, and he goes, they're gone! And he runs back out, and the camera goes back to Seth, and it goes, and he gets all this weird look, and he goes, well, that was that joke, and he just moves on. I'm like, that's brilliant.
Well,
and then he introduced Christopher
from the
movie. Yeah. I was like, that's brilliant. And then he did a Lincoln joke. He was like, you know, he was talking about how how Daniel Day-Lewis wasn't the first actor to portray Lincoln in an Oscar-nominated film. It was another actor in the 40s. And he goes, but be honest, he's like, the actor who really got inside of Lincoln's head was probably have to be John Wilkes Booth.
Oh.
And everybody booed. Ooh. And he goes, really? Really? Too soon? Really? and then he went to introduce Oh, who did he introduce? I can't remember who it was. Now.
That was a groaner, but a funny groaner.
It was a famous actress. And he goes, our next presenter needs no introduction. And then he looked at the crowd, turned around, and left.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was good times. But that's my little that's our little Oscar talk for the evening. I just thought that was one of
I haven't watched the Oscars in years. I never see the movies.
Yeah.
I don't care anymore.
I do. We do every year just because we're bored on Sunday nights.
Well, I'm sure if I had a woman in the house, I'd have to watch it, but I don't. So
not even that. I don't think we really watched them. We were just like, yeah, they're on. They're on. Let's see what happens.
Man, I got home from Chicago and I was tired. And
yeah. I don't blame you. Anything else been happening in the toy world for you?
No.
We talked last week off the air.
Did we?
You had found the Creo combiners for Transformers.
Yes, I did.
And I have one of them, which we're going to review.
Yeah.
But we were talking about how the combiners are only four figures.
Yes.
And how they should be five. And why didn't the fifth figure come in there? And I realized, and I'm sure other Transformer fans realize this, but I realized after I got home, I have the entire collection of the Series 1 collection that's out now, like the 12 figures.
Okay, Creos. I know where you're going to go with this.
The other ones that are missing, they won't combine, but are in those sets.
In those sets?
Yes.
Okay.
All of the other figures. So Blastoff for the space shuttle for the Decepticon combiner.
For Devastator.
Not for Devastator.
No, Bruticus.
Bruticus is in that. Hook for Devastator's in that. Your other...
I'm trying to figure out who the Predacon
it
is.
It was the Rhino, maybe?
No, they had them. I think it might have been the Tiger.
No, it wasn't the Tiger.
No, because they got Razor Claw is the Lion. They had Dive Bomb.
Yeah.
They had the Rhino, and they had the Bull. It had to be the Tiger.
No, I'll tell you who it is. I noticed, though, I was looking at that, and I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, well, I'll be damned. The rest of them are in these sets.
It'd be funny if you were wrong about this one.
Yeah, right? Be like, way to go, Duvall. Be like, oh, no.
I'm screaming at their iTunes even as we speak.
Be like, but I was so close to being correct.
Well, I mean, I built the thing, so I'm pretty sure there was the Lion and the Rhino were there. Or the Rhino and the Bull.
Right. They are. I'm just kind of sad because our Toys R Us still has not restocked those combiners. And I really would like to have them, and they're not there. Rampage.
Okay, I think that is the Rhino.
Yes.
Okay.
Rampage is in that.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Let's see. Hook for the Constructicons.
Because you don't actually.
Off.
Well, I mean, you can build them individually, but
right.
I just put together Predaking.
Yeah.
So maybe
but
I'm
the sad thing is
one.
I don't think these extra ones will combine into the other ones.
Yeah, I know. You mentioned that. But that's a nice gesture that they included them in the...
Well, and then after I thought about it, I remember people saying, knowing the combiners were going to come out and there were only four figures, and if you wanted the other figure for the set, you had to get it, you know, blind bagged. I think the only thing that there wasn't another... I guess Quickslinger. Yeah, Quickslinger's in there. He's the other Autobot for Superion. Technically.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're all out there. It's just a matter of it's just sad that they couldn't work those figures into this transformation, like so that way you could have like all, you know, not that it matters because they all look pretty decent for the most part. I just thought that was funny. I was like, oh yeah, I guess they are available out there, technically. But that was something you and I were talking about off air last week, and I was like, oh yeah. Picked up, I guess, some of the reviews on the way, because I got another nice box from Round 2 Toys.
Oh, cool.
So we're going to have a follow-up on the site for Dr. Evil, because the deluxe Dr. Evil arrived.
Oh, cool.
So I can actually
Yay.
Show off the stuff that came with the deluxe and the differences between the two figures. And the classic covers, Captain America came, so I can finally do the classic covers, Thor and Captain America, and kind of show off those.
Now, do you have Hawkeye built finally? Or?
No, Hawkeye's still missing. We're still missing a piece. So
okay.
I think Wolverine, when it comes out, is going to be the last part of that. And then, of course, Aquaman starts with DC. So
yeah.
He's the build-a-figure for that, the build-a-costume figure. But we're going to have a giveaway I'll announce that here on the show that I will be giving away a basic Captain Action, basic Dr. Evil, and the two classic comic book cover costume sets. So that'll be a giveaway that fans, once those go live here in about a week or two, they'll be able to actually enter the contest and win. Try their luck.
Is it all one thing, or are they each individual?
Nope, it's all one okay. grand prize. One winner is going to get that nice little set from round two, some of which, you know, are the review samples. I'm not keeping the classic cover costume sets. I don't need them, but I figure give them to the fans. The fans are more than happy to have them. Somebody will be more than happy to have them. Mm-hmm.
It was interesting. Dr. Evil is not with the other Captain Action stuff at our Toys R Us.
Oh, really?
No, he is. He's about two aisles over.
In the collector aisle?
No, not the collector aisle. The other way, like with the kind of...
Like with the Beyblades and stuff?
It's opposite the Squinkies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
It's an odd place for him.
Yeah.
All the Captain Action stuff right now is supposed to be 50% off.
Really?
But it's not like clearance. It's supposed to be an actual like...
Sale?
It's supposed to be an actual sale, not an advertised, but like an unadvertised sale because they want to...
I did not know that. They want to... Including Dr. Evil?
It should be.
Ooh.
That's what round two keeps telling everybody.
I might go pick one up.
Yeah, I would go and scan it and see if it comes up on sale.
I
keep
like
forgetting when
that.
I go in there. But
that's
they're
a cool toy.
Yep.
It's a cool toy.
I know. They're supposed to be clearing. They're trying to clear out the stock to make room for the new series when it comes out.
Yeah, they do that with Star Wars all the freaking time.
Yeah. So that's coming. We've got, you know, the Combiner review coming. I'm going to follow up the rest of the Transformers Creo review I did last week with the rest of them. I'm not going to actually review them, but I'm going to talk about them and show them off because people want to see them.
Well, you know, they actually showed off, speaking of building sets and an actual piece of toy news that we can talk about, they showed off the new set for the Lego minifigures.
Oh, really? The new minifigure sets?
Yeah.
Oh.
The Series 10. Oh, crud. I was just on the link and then it... Damn you. Damn you to hell. There's some cool ones in this. I've been kind of blah about, like, there's a librarian.
Right.
So you know I want to get all up in that.
Oh, God.
You know it, baby.
Oh, dear
She's
Lord.
She's got the glasses.
Oh, Jesus.
There's just, like, this weird old bald dude in suspenders. He's got his newspaper and his coffee.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. There's a painter dude.
Painter dude.
House painter dude.
Painter
a Mohican.
Oh. Last of the Mohicans.
Last of the Mohicans. Well, that's probably what they were going for. A paintball guy.
Oh, gotcha.
Kind of a Xena-looking chick.
Old
sea captain with a seagull.
Nar.
Yeah, exactly. A Roman gladiator kind of guy.
I don't know why that's my Roman gladiator.
Maybe a Greek. I don't know. Well, he's got the head crest. Medusa, which is the one that I really want to get.
Yes.
That looks cool.
Yes.
Another baseball guy. He's a catcher. The other one was a batter. Sad clown.
Oh, no, not the
which
sad.
Which I'm going to get for my Joker gang. Yeah, kind of the... I'm gonna. Don't scream at your iTunes, Pagliacci. You know the famous opera about a sad clown. He's got the ruffle.
Okay.
Looks like a skydiver, maybe.
Oh.
A girl in a bee costume.
Oh,
with a honeypot.
I get what they're trying to go with there.
George Washington.
Okay.
Or a revolution. A guy.
Dun 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 dun.
He's got the wig and
the kind of
Revolutionary War.
Okay.
Like a. I don't know a dude maybe from American Chopper or something. He's kind of got a biker look.
Oh, there you go.
Shades and a mustache and a...
Okay.
Paris Hilton.
Really?
Dude, it's this blonde chick with sunglasses. She's got a chihuahua and like a cell phone.
That's Paris Hilton.
And then there's a chase figure. I don't know if... Please do not scream at your iTunes. But I don't know if they've done chase figures before. But they have a chase figure this time. It's like this gold... Like Mr. Moneybags from Monopoly. Except he's all gold.
Neat.
So, that is Series 10.
Neat.
Coming to a store near you.
So you're going to kind of pick and choose?
I don't get complete sets.
No.
I want to get the Librarian, I want to get the Medusa, and I want to get the Sad Clown.
I got you. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Glad that those are selling well for Lego.
Something
people wanted forever.
Man, like, every time they get a new case, they take it up to the front, and it's like, you can only have three.
Yeah, it's kind of nuts.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy.
Because people just buy that stuff by the truckload.
Yeah, I asked them one time, because I still know people who work, and I'm like, where are the Lego minifigs up there? And like, we can only give out so many. I'm like, what? I'm like, really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's crazy bullshit. That's crazy talk.
And then eventually they just don't give a fuck. Like, after it hits other stores and you know.
Right.
But when those initial cases, man, they keep a tight rein on those.
Wow.
They sell. People, there are Lego people, like not even killing. I mean, there are people, I've been there. When, like, just people, like, you wouldn't even think, like, just housewives come in and, like, scope out and, like, buy everything.
Oh, wow.
Of, like, whatever that new set is.
Yeah.
It's like, Wow.
That's ridiculous.
Lego people.
That's another part of an expensive hobby.
Yeah.
That's that and Hot Toys, man.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
We got any Hot Toys news?
No, not really.
Of course, they're waiting. They're biding their time. It's like, okay, Dave's got money. We'll be quiet. We'll be quiet right now.
Yeah.
Shh, don't say anything. Wait till he runs out of money.
But then we'll show off.
Then we'll show off.
We'll show off the Catwoman he wants. And
yeah.
Aww. No, no Hot Toys news. Nothing that I can say has come out yet anyway. I was trying to think what else we've got coming out on the site this coming, the next couple of weeks. We've talked about it in the past. We got lots of stuff, great stuff going on for Toy World Order.
We're gonna start working on some stuff.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm pumped. It all takes time, so.
Apparently.
Yeah. Not going to rush it. Going to make sure that the product is good. And
Now that I've sort of bought all the toys.
Yes.
Some of the other things I'm thinking about upgrading some stuff on my end.
Yes.
Some technology.
Yes, you are.
So I can contribute a little better.
Your poor laptop needs to go bye-bye.
The laptop might get upgraded. I might get some new video editing software.
Yeah.
I might even get a setup like you got so I can do schmancy green screen shenanigans.
It was worth the money.
How much was that?
I think the lighting set and everything I paid $215, $220.
Okay.
Maybe after everything was said and done.
Right.
Something close to that. The lights are perfect. The backdrop's the only one I ever use is the green screen. I use the black one if I need to, like, when I film something big, I have to have a backdrop for it.
I think that would be, especially if you're going to, like, if we're going to be filming stuff here, it might be convenient for us both to have.
Yeah. Setups. Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't mind taking the lights down and moving them. That's not a big deal. But
I might want to do stuff for me.
My advice to you is if you get them, though, find a place that you can pretty much permanently hang the green screen and the thing behind it, like that you can hang it to a wall or something, because it's a pain in the ass to take up and down. And once you have all the creases ironed out of it and you have to fold it, it makes you very angry.
I would imagine.
Because then you're like, no, I'm just going to crease it again, damn it.
Ooh.
Oh. Let's answer some fan questions.
Fan questions?
We don't have that song anymore, do we?
No. I'm gonna redo it. Chris Fent made us a nice little fan ditty, but I've wanted to redo it and just haven't got around to it yet. So we'll get it. Andy Mort on the board says, "Hey D&D, I was just wondering what your feelings are towards foreign exclusive toys. Thanks from lines you collect that only saw release outside the U.S. Do you feel you need to track them down before you can consider your collection complete? I'm a G.I. Joe collector and like the idea of having all the different characters, even if they only exist as a figure in South America in the 80s. It can be difficult to find any for sale, though, let alone afford the prices. I know this has been going on for years with lines for vintage Star Wars, i.e. Yak Face, though to even things like Transformers Robot Heroes, Predaking, and Ricochet. It was Toy Fair that got me thinking about this because most of the products revealed that I'd be interested in will probably be foreign exclusives to me since they'll get released in the U.S. but not in the U.K.
There's a slight difference, at least in my own head, of there are certain toys that are intended for the U.S. market, but because the line ends, they get released overseas, and that's a little different. For me, those are things that you need for completeness' sake, but there are other toys that are specifically made for the, for overseas markets. A lot of the Brazilian and Argentinian G.I. Joes are basically just Joes that were recolored and given new names.
Well, and to think about, like, the Action Force.
Yeah, Action Force.
Started to bring out the actual Joe characters in Action Force.
Yeah, it was interesting. They had their own unique toy line that was more like a Star Wars figure.
Yes.
But then they had the Joe vehicles.
Yes.
And it had its own mythology, which, I'm into. I don't consider that essential to have a complete G.I. Joe collection. I think the G.I. Joe collection is what Hasbro did. For me, it's what Hasbro did in the United States between the years of,
right.
blah, blah, blah.
1982.
Like Action Force is gravy.
Yes.
Those kind of foreign product are gravy. I love them, though. To me, it's funny because some of the figures from the Joe Club subscription service are based on some of those foreign figures.
Right.
And those are the ones that a lot of people are like, why is that stupid figure? It's like
right.
Coral, TNT. I think there's a third one that's a foreign version. And I think it's funny that people turn up their noses at that stuff. I love it. I think it's great. You were never going to get a 25th version of Quarrel.
No.
I think that should have been more of the emphasis of stuff like the Collector Club figures rather than, at this point, because 25th is pretty much dead,
Yeah.
You know, I guess it's good to have somebody putting some of these main characters, not main characters, but
characters that didn't get the treatment.
CoverGirl,
Iceberg,
Boa, Iceberg. You know, I mean, I can see why people are happy that they're going to get him at all.
Yeah.
I still kind of hold up hope that maybe there'll be something that hits stores. But yeah, I like foreign toys. If I can get them, they are very, very pricey.
Yes.
But to me, they're a neat little sort of – actually, one of the things when I was going on my little eBay rampage, I just typed in G.I. Joe, and I put in – I put it by whatever was ending first. And there were these weird Spanish G.I. Joes that were like its own bizarre little toy line.
Oh.
And I got one. I got some weird, cool little space guy. But he's a G.I. Joe, but it's like this whole other toy line.
Oh, neat.
So I'm really looking forward to that coming
out. Well, it's not really a foreign issue either, but I'm thinking about the African-American set that came out. The Bronze Bombers, yeah.
That was like a toy company that bought the molds.
Right.
It had been kind of competing with G.I. Joe. And then after the vintage line ended, they bought the molds for a bunch of Cobra figures and produced a box set.
Yeah.
In different colors. And that's one of those things, like our Toys R Us, I think you talked about that on the show, our Toys R Us had stacks of them. And I always wanted to get it, and I just never bit. And now it's one of those rare grail pieces that Joe collectors go after because it's these Cobra figures in different colors.
Yeah.
You know?
So, and you own one now.
I do own one now.
Yeah. Cool stuff. I mean, you know, it's sad that, you know, on both sides of the pond, there's stuff that we'll never see and they'll never see. But with the internet and stuff, it becomes a little bit easier and a little bit easier to get a lot of this stuff. And that's fun to me.
And, you know, and I would love, you know, to, you know, have like a contact in England, you know, someone in trade stuff and go, hey, you want something that you can't get there?
Right.
Because, you know, I mean, we got the Doctor Who stuff coming out.
Yeah, I know.
So.
And it'll hit there before we'll ever see it here. So,
assuming we do.
Yeah, that's
true. Like, I think some of the onlines will get it. Big Bad's carried most of the Doctor Who line.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, not going into a store and buying it is not. It might happen. We got like two figures at our Toys R Us.
Yeah, I know. So, and they either sold or who knows what happened, but now they're just nothing's there now, really. Yoda Soup says, hey, fellas, my question this week will require you to look into the future. Do you see yourself coming to a point as toy collectors that you will no longer collect toys due to the fact that you have everything you wanted to seek out and nothing new appeals to you? Or do you think you'll always want to collect them? I'm sure having enough space is an issue for all toy collectors, but most collectors either downsize to make room for more or they make more room by using whichever method works for them. Dave's Wider Shelves comes to mind. If you were to stop collecting toys, do you see yourself collecting something else? I like actual living small ponies that are pretty and you can call yours. As collectors, I feel it's hard.
I do not see myself collecting small live ponies.
As collectors, I feel it's hard for us to not always be on the lookout for something that appeals to you. I need to obtain things. Some may see this as a hoarder's frame of mind, but they obviously have never really collected anything and don't understand how fun it is. I feel that I'll always be a collector because I love adding cool stuff to my collection so much, as long as they're still making toys that don't suck balls. I hope to still be patrolling toy aisles at an elderly age, still feeling the rush of joy when I find that certain toy has been certain toy that I've been waiting for. And also just for fun, shoot. Quiff bollocks, because he cussed a lot. And well, yeah. I don't know. I'm
not sure who this is more interesting question for, because you've been on the cusp of kind of, you know, taking breaks and walking away from it. And
yeah, I have been many times.
Many times. Whereas, you know, with me, my problem is I wish I could just stop.
Yeah, but you can't.
Yeah, I know.
Part of it is
we sort of joke about it. Yeah. It's like, quote, joke, end quote. I mean, there is a little anxiety.
Part of it is you sit here all day long by yourself with nothing but a TV and a computer, and you get bored.
That is exactly how today started.
And you go, I wonder what's on eBay. And then you start going down that rabbit hole, and it's too damn hard for you to come out of said rabbit hole.
I know.
And then you're like, an hour later, you're like, I almost bought a $5,000 Defiant.
To be fair, the Defiant is something that vexes me. It's one of those things that's like, I just want it complete. By God, I mean, I'll just do what I have to do.
You just can't get it there.
I don't need a new car. Fuck it.
Oh, wow.
No, I do.
Yeah,
so,
no, you do.
You know, I mean, when I was a kid, I collected toys. And then I think like there was a period in between where I was more about comic books. So it seems like I always have been collecting something.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've been building up a DVD collection, which, you know, it's obsolete. Well,
but, yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I do have a very acquisitive nature. Will I ever stop collecting toys? Maybe. I mean, I am getting caught up in all the vintage lines that I really kind of was interested in.
Yeah.
And there's always, you know, that's the thing. There's always something else. There's always that other goddamn, you know, now I'm kind of like, you know, back to our previous question. You know, it's now I'm looking at foreign toys, and now I'm looking at pro. You know, I'm not going to go the prototype route, but I was going to say custom figures, you know, custom stuff.
Right.
It's like I'm getting interested in these other things, and it's not that new toys don't appeal to me. It's that they're not making new toys that appeal to me. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense.
I mean, Star Wars. I didn't leave Star Wars. Star Wars left me.
Right.
And I love G.I. Joe, but, you know, I mean, the movie stuff, I'll get some of the movie stuff, and I was excited to get some of the movie stuff, but it's like,
yeah.
You know, like Marvel Universe, there are characters that I want.
Yeah.
But, I mean, a lot of these lines are more kind of ramping down than ramping up.
They are, yes, yeah.
For me. I mean, I don't know about the, you know.
Yeah.
But, so, it is weird. Like, I really have not been toy hunting lately, you know, which gets me in trouble because I'm on the fucking eBays. But, you know, I mean, it's just, and I don't really feel that that urge to get out there because there's really nothing out there that I'm like, oh, I really need that. I got to get it. I mean, Colton was like the last toy that was like, I got to get up in the morning and hit the stores, blah, 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 because it's fucking Bruce Willis, it's G.I. Joe. Yeah. Hell yeah. It's like, now I have one. Okay.
The only thing that's really been driving me into toy aisles is the Creo stuff, because not that I don't collect the sets,
it's weird. Like, the Creo thing, it's one of those things, it's actually kind of like Masters, where it's like, apparently I have underestimated the Creos.
Yeah.
Because they won't go away. I thought they were a disaster, but they won't die.
Well, and you look back on that, and technically they were a disaster, but people kept buying the sets for those minifigures.
Yeah.
And then once Hasbro realized, oh, this is the only reason people are buying. Like, if you notice, like, the Beast Hunters.
We talked about this last week. Like, the sets are getting smaller and smaller.
Yep. The Beast Hunter sets that are out are now pretty much a minifigure and a beast.
Yeah.
That can transform into either or. And it's like, that's why people are buying it. Like, you know, they did we've got Star Trek coming out this year for Creo.
Yep.
G.I. Joe hit Toys R Us's. And the G.I. Joe stuff's really well done.
That's what I hear. I can't get into it.
I mean,
some people say it's even they're even better than Lego, but I can't get into it.
If you know, if I find an extra quick kick, you'll be like, oh.
You know, the one out of that I really want is actually the Commander.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And he's with the $40 set, which
no, the command, no, not Cobra Commander, the Action Team Commander.
Oh, the Action. Okay, yeah,
the old Force 70 style.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gotcha. Because I think he's even holding like a little Action Force box.
He is. He's holding the box.
Yeah. Which is kind of neat.
Did you break something?
I didn't break anything. It just
you fixed it and then you broke it.
No, it turned off. I don't know why it turned off.
It does that.
Oh, it's
it
on
turns
the
off on its own.
Oh, okay.
After a while.
Oh, I gotcha. That's all right. It
becomes problematic when you're like watching a movie.
Oh, fair. That's not good.
It gives you a little warning and says, "Hey, I'm about to turn off unless you push a button."
Weird.
It's a power saving thing.
We'll have to fix that.
It's Obama's America.
We'll have to fix that. I can fix that.
Like the whole house will shut down. You don't need that much electricity.
But no, there's, you know, I still go and look at, like, new NECA stuff and all that stuff. I'm not buying anything new, really, other than the Creos, but.
Yeah, I mean, NECA, well, the thing about NECA is every now and then it will get something that I want.
Yeah.
You know, like the engineer from Prometheus, I was like, oh, I got to get that.
Yeah.
They do the fucking Spider Gremlin. I got to get that.
Yeah.
For a second there, someone told me that the Aliens line they were coming out with was 4 inches. And I was like. You know, first I changed my pants.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, my God, I can't wait for that. Oh, no, wait, it is 6 inches.
Oh. A 4-inch alien line would be cool from them.
I would stab someone to get those toys. I don't care if it comes from NECA or anybody. Just do a 4-inch aliens line.
Yes. Oh, well, that's said and done. Let's take a listen to this week's thoughts with our good buddy, Adas Baron.
Hello, and merry mental. Allow me to introduce myself. I am the one and only Sven Kingsley. Perhaps you've heard of me from the Adas Barons. After all, he is my personal spokesman, as I haven't the faintest clue on how to reach my worldwide fanbase. But since he refuses to, I thought I'd take a moment to hijack his segment to inform you all that I'll be making another appearance. this time at the Philadelphia Flower Show. I'm still working out a definite date, but it runs from Marches 2 to 11. But when I know exactly what day, I will post on Baron Facebook page. I was able to get a small crew to help me out, so it will be on the videotape, and hopefully edited and posted for the world to see. With that said, I will return you to your regularly scheduled programs. Remember, kind people, it's Sven Kingsley. Remember it when you are naming your children. Oh, gee. Thanks, Sven, for taking over my intro without even asking me. I really need to put a leash on him. But yes, like he said, my friends and I are taking him to the flower show. He's even insisting on a new outfit custom made for the day. He can be too much to handle sometimes. How about we put that aside and we move on, This just came out right before I was about to record, but apparently, in Amazing Spider-Man 2, he gets a new outfit, and they tease us with a pic. Unfortunately, only from the chest up. But it looks spectacular! Ha! Get it? Those eyes are perfect! We've never gotten a Spider-Man mask that comic accurate. It's giving me tingles just thinking about it. Eventually, I became used to the newly designed costume for the first film, but when compared back-to-back, it makes the old one look like garbage. Even the Raimi Spider suit didn't look as good as this. But then again, we don't know what the rest of it looks like. And the story is seemingly turning out to be a total clusterfuck of a movie. But then again, it's Spider-Man. I'll see it no matter how bad. This is one that flew beneath my radar from Toy Fair until I saw photos after the event. Square Enix is putting out more DC superhero figures, one of which is Green Lantern, in a distinctly Japanese style. You might want to take a look at it yourself, because it's vomit-inducing to me. When I saw it, all that came out of me was a confused, gross. I love superheroes. I love Japanese toys. But this is one of those instances where they shouldn't mix, because the result is disastrous. First off, they gave him the typical Bishonen pretty boy face, which works fine with Japanese characters, but feels so out of sorts on an American property. Then he has this weird collar piece to his suit that looks like a shirt collar, but then the rest of the outfit is in accelerator suit-like armor. Again, two things that look odd together. Points for thinking outside the box, but it just doesn't work. I had intended to do a vintage memories piece, but unfortunately, I wasn't able to get the proof to verify everything in time for this week. You'll see why when I get to it. But instead, I'll bring to light this new Dark Knight 3-pack Toys R Us just put out that I didn't even know about. This set features Movie Master figures for each of the Nolan Batman films in one set. I don't think we've ever received a Batman Begins Movie Master figure before. I could be wrong. So that was interesting to finally see, and kinda cool. Then we have the Dark Knight figure, which we've seen a million times, followed by a Dark Knight Rises version, which is just the same thing as the toy from the second film, but with a slightly altered paint job. However, the figure is maskless, and in his hand is what appears to be the shattered cowl from his first run-in with Bane, which makes it a million times cooler. I am tempted to get it, but I'm holding my money out for that Legacy Morpher, which, as I expected, people are getting ravenous over. Honestly, peeps, not a whole lot going on for me this week. As Dave said, they all can't be winners, so I apologize for the brevity this week. But I think I may have a few goodies loaded for next week. Are you making sure my vest will be covered in flowers?
Yes, Sven, your vest will be entirely covered in flowers.
I need you to go to the store and get me some mustache wax.
Can it wait until later? Sorry, guys, I gotta go. From Baron HQ, I bid you adieu.
Sounds like Sven's a slave driver, man.
Yeah, I know.
He's
a harsh taskmaster.
We need to get Doss back on here in the next couple weeks and talk to him about this Sven thing, because it seems like he's an indentured servant, and I don't know how I like that. I don't know how I feel about that.
Tony Clifton thing going on there.
I don't appreciate the way that he's treating ADOS. I don't appreciate it. And I'll tell Sven to his face.
Yeah, I know you will.
I ain't got a problem with it.
I know you don't.
I'll tell Sven straight up, you need to lay the back to forgive.
Okay.
That's what I talk about. That's how I roll. Damn it. That brings us to the end of another Dave and the Boss Toys and Collectibles this week. Make sure you check out our sponsors, the Crazy Kings of Toys at www.crazykingsoftoys.com, and check out all the great stuff they've got going on at their site right now as we speak.
Well,
not, I mean, kind of.
Literally as we speak.
Just talking about some of the stuff going on. This is their month of green, and not to mention the weeks leading up to Easter is right around the corner. But before we get there, the Crazy Kings have got some new goodies in stock, including representing the world of video games, the super fighting robot Blue Bomber himself, Mega Man by D-Arts. Next, two big names representing Masses Universe Classics and the Planet of Eternia. Skeletor's minion with the Iron Hand Jitsu and He-Man's hard-headed ally and heroic warrior, as well as prize core character Ram Man, representing the cool school where ghouls rule, Monster High Scary Series, comes Deuce Gorgon and Katrine Demieux. And then, of course, representing the world of comic books is the overseer of the DC Universe himself, the classic signature series Phantom Stranger.
Oh, cool.
And, of course, as a reminder, again, as with all Crazy Kings sales, you spend $100 and up and get free shipping on standard domestic orders to the 48 lower states. Sucks for those other two. All orders $50 to $99.99 will receive a special gift certificate with their order for $10 off an upcoming purchase. And all orders of $100 and more will receive a special gift certificate as well with their order, but for a $20 off an upcoming purchase. So make sure you go there, sign up for the newsletter where you get 10% off. You start adding all those deals together, you get some great, great stuff going on with the Crazy Kings of Toys. So go stop by and find out why they're so crazy. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. You can follow me at Puppet Duvall. You can follow the show at Dave and Duvall. You can follow the site at Toy World Order. And as I always like to say, if you ever find Dave in Springfield, he'll probably chase you off your off his lawn with a fork.
Wow.
I couldn't get it out.
Yeah, you blew that.
Very badly.
Yes.
I was like,
that's sad.
I had a slight stroke while we were talking. I'm fine now. I'm good.
Okay.
Been having many of those. I'm good. I'm well.
Okay.
Brain, be good.
Dude, do not die. Okay. I need you to keep my machines running.
Good call. Good call. Other than that, gang, make sure if you're listening to us on iTunes, leave us a review of the show. You can check us out on Stitcher.
And don't shout at them. Don't shout at the iTunes.
No, you can
we
shout.
Can't hear you.
You can shout at it. It's fine.
Well, okay, but we're not going to hear you.
It's fine. No, we're not going to hear you, but it's fine. If you don't like iTunes, you can check us out on Stitcher. We are available on Stitcher. Lots of great stuff to look forward to on toyworldorder.com. And make sure you go to YouTube and sign up to YouTube. Subscribe. It's all free. Just subscribe to the Toy World Order channel. Help us out. You get an email telling you when we've uploaded a new episode or new show. So make sure you do that. You can follow it all. Of course, all together, you can follow it all on toyworldorder.com. Lots of great stuff going on there. Lots of great stuff coming. So make sure you stick around. And until next week, David.
Don't have to go home, but you can stay here.
This toy bar, be closed, peeps. Peace out.